Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. This is season 1, episode 2. Last season we talked about the camping gear by Solo Stove, which I really, really like. Comment if you like to talk about other camping gear. I'll be making more episodes tomorrow, so I'm mostly doing maybe 2 episodes a day. So the Yuko Hangout Lantern, that's what we're talking about today. Yuko Hangout Lantern. This is $20 on Amazon, which is not much for a lantern, but it might be a little pricey for other people. I bought this a few months ago. It weighs 7.9 ounces without batteries, but it has a few options. So you could buy this for $34 for a rechargeable one, which wouldn't need batteries, but I got this one because I don't know why. Maybe I was too cheap then. But it is water resistant, not waterproof. Water resistant, which I kind of like because I'm not. So I'm in Washington. It's like almost always raining. And if it's not raining, then it's like drizzling. And if it's not that, it's very little sun. And so when I first got this a few months ago, I was like, dang, this is pretty good. But when I got out in the wild using it, it was like all this extra weight for a few things, but it still works great. So it has the blue light mode, and then I already talked about those. It has the moonlight mode, different from the blue light mode. I don't know, but it's good. It has a knob to turn it on and off, and to turn it from moonlight mode and dim light mode. You also can hang it anywhere with a magnet, which is like pretty cool. So you have this magnet on a rope, and you tie it around any type of like tree or bush, and you basically hang it on the bottom of that magnet, and it works really good. The things I would change about this, I would probably change the shape of it. It's kind of bulky for ultralight backpackers that like to have minimum gear but optimum space in their pack, which is kind of like me. I don't like taking a lot of stuff. Or I like taking a lot of stuff, but I like to have that stuff really, really light. Which, this thing wouldn't be probably what I would like, but I still use it on, like, day hikes, or night hikes, or other types of, like, non-overnight hikes. Which is basically only a couple times. So I've used this maybe 4 times, maybe 3 times in these past couple months, maybe like 2 months, which honestly, it kind of picks up dust. I really like it, but it could be better, which they do make a smaller version, which I'm thinking of buying. So that's probably going to be in the next episode. So see you guys next time. Until tomorrow, and yeah, see you guys.